Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. They were mean and frightening. The insults were fast like lightning. Cause everybody was Facebook fighting. Yeah, yeah.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Facebook Fighting. We go on Facebook. Normally you would take, like 2-3 days? You go through your Facebook feed, then you find one fight. Not us. Boy, it takes about 10-15 minutes. We go through a few posts, and all of a sudden, boom, there's a fight happening right in front of your face.
It's like our eyeballs start to melt when we see these things. They're so amazing.
Yeah. Krista was nice enough to find this one for her on her Facebook feed this morning. Now, this involves somebody named Cameron and Monty.
Yes.
But there are some side players. So I'm going to be Monty. You're going to be Cameron, Krista.
Mm-hmm.
And then
she's a girl.
Yeah, no, I know that. Mm-hmm. So is Jewel and Shauna. And today, our producer, Aaron, will be Jewel and Shauna.
Wow, you get a double.
Two women.
A dual female role for you here.
Okay.
It says good. Mm-hmm. People love your female voice.
Yes, aww. His dream has come true.
I think one of them should be
I want Valley Girl.
This is an actual fight. We're going to read it word for word. The good news is that Monty and Cameron have decided to come on our show and try to hash things out and see if they can become Facebook friends again and see if we can all work that out. But that comes later on. Right now, here's the fight that happened on Facebook. Are you ready, Cameron?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Holy fuck. I feel so energized right now. I broke it off with Monty and his scummy ass. It feels amazing, and I want to celebrate with my girls. Let's plan a girls' night where all of us single girls go out and have some f***ing fun, okay? We can do a bar crawl or even just go dance. I'm literally down for anything. We can dress up and look hot as hell. It'll be so much fun. Message me, and we can make this happen. Hashtag finally free. Hashtag just a little overconfident. And hashtag f*** you, Monty.
OMG, I am like so proud of you right now, Cameron. Monty was so the worst, and I hope you like don't mind me saying I told you so.
Mm.
Besides, I am so happy for you right now. Love you to pieces, girl. Let's just go out dancing. That sounds so fun. You can count on this bitch too. I want to wear my new short dress that really shows off my ass. When and where?
Oh my.
Now, this is just sad. I mean, I wasn't even going to say anything, but the thought of a bunch of fat chicks dancing makes me want to cringe. Cameron, do you wonder why I broke up with you? It's because of the shit you pull like this. I give that optimism a week until you're crying on the phone. I might even take you back if you make it worth my while, if you know what I'm saying. Hashtag sad fat girls.
You just couldn't resist, could you, bubble f***? Just get over it, Monty. I broke up with you because you basically are a little bitch who can't handle anything. You're like a f***ing teenager. I feel like I just lost like 200 pounds of I wanted to be nice, but I guess you can't act like an adult, and you instead harass me and my friends. So, little boy, the gloves are coming off. And when I'm done, every girl in Wisconsin will know all the embarrassing things you do. Pretty soon, the only way you'll ever get laid is with that blow-up doll you keep in your closet.
At least she's not overstuffed. Anyway, there seems to be some confusion about who broke up with who. I broke up with Cameron. She didn't break up with me. And I'm not the only one who does embarrassing things. Remember that time you couldn't pop that gross zit? I do, because you cried for like 8 hours straight, you sad and chubby. And I broke up with you. End of story.
That's funny. Let me say again. You, Monty. I only weigh like 128 pounds, so sorry, I'm not some twig with bones sticking out of her body. You'd bang anything in a skirt. That's why everyone knows that I am the one who ended it all. Also, does everyone know that Monty calls his the big python? Which is super unoriginal and wildly inaccurate. You should call it Little Smokey because it looks like one of those shriveled sausages. messages.
Will both of you just please stop? Cammy, this is exactly what I was talking about. You have to, like, stop letting him get on your nerves. Just block him and be done with it. Monty, you just get out of here. All you're doing is proving that you're actually an immature little brat.
Ooh!
Oh, not Cameron.
Yes! You're right, Jewel! I'm done! So bye, Monty! I hope your life sucks and go off your little Smokey!
You're so delusional. I'm done too. So go have fun dancing, crybaby fat chick, because you'll be back in a week begging for this big python, and I'll be swinging around waiting for you.
I love it! Now.
Oh my gosh. All right, there you go. Unbelievable. Monty
wow.
and Cameron are going to try to work things out. And we're excited that they've tried to work things out here on our show. They've agreed to come on and see if they can become Facebook friends once again. So let's start with Cameron this morning. Good morning, Cameron.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're real good. I know you've gone through a recent breakup here, and we found you, your Facebook post that got quite a bit of heat going with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what made you want to you just wanted to tell the world that you're a free lady and you wanted to get back into the dating scene and have the girls have your back? Is that kind of the inspiration for the post?
Yeah, honestly, I just felt, like I said in the Facebook post, like a 200 weight had been lifted off of my shoulders. Like,
yes.
It just felt so amazing to
Yeah, no, it's
not
200
have that
pounds
30.
Lifted off my shoulders.
Oh, God. Here, it already begins.
Yeah, dude, obviously, Monty is also with us here, Cameron, so... And obviously, Monty, you're still a little sensitive to the, but there's a miscommunication on who broke up with who. Is that what
you were? No, there's no miscommunication. I broke up with her.
I don't think so, Monty. There's no miscommunication at all. And you can ask any of our friends. I wanted to break up with you for a while and I finally did it. And it's the best thing.
You just keep telling yourself that. Yeah. That's exactly what you think happened. Sure.
You until you get it because. You're such a little baby that you don't
even
understand.
You know, you're
going
to come crawling back anyway, so I don't even know why we're bothering talking about it.
All right. So, so Monty, does she break up with you? Have you guys broken up and she's called you back before? Has that happened?
No.
No, this is the first time
happened.
I finally broke up with her, you know, finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Monty, you're delusional. You're freaking delusional. I broke up with you. Get it through your thick, fat head, okay?
No, you're the one that's thick and fat.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, really? You weren't saying that when you were trying to have sex with me all the time.
Ooh.
No, that's a good point.
You do want the cushion, honey, or the push-in.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I literally weigh 125 pounds. I'm barely fat.
Yeah, you weigh 128 pounds over what you should weigh.
Oh, no!
Okay.
That was mean.
I hate to break it to you, Monty, but I'm not the one with the plastic doll, blow-up doll in my closet. Okay.
And his little Smokey. Don't forget the little Smokey, too.
All right. So don't be an instigator here. All right. So let's back up a little bit. Yeah. Now, Monty, you say she's going to come crawling back. If she does come back, are you going to take her back?
Maybe. We'll see.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm not doing it. I'm not going back with him.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
We'll see how the big python feels.
Oh, real jeez. You guys kill me on the way you call your things and these names.
The big, yeah. Okay. Well, she said that was
the
a
only men. The only men who do that are the ones that have, like, pinky okay? So.
All right. She did say it was misleading.
Yeah.
But whatever. Uh-huh. Listen, we're not here to adjudicate one way or another.
I mean, Marco's got a small
Yeah, well, you
sausage.
Know what?
He says it all the time.
Not all of us can be porn stars.
No.
All right, so if you guys, obviously you guys have a history. How long did you guys go out together, Cameron?
We went out for almost a year.
All right, so you have a lot of history together. And you're saying you're done here, though. You don't want to ever get back with Monty.
Yeah, she's a loser. He's a loser. He sits in his house, he plays video games, and f***s his blow-up doll. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
What did she just say? What did she say?
If she keeps this up, I'm not going to take her back.
I think she's okay with that, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
All right. And Monty, there's no way that you guys are going to be able to kind of keep this thing going and be friends, I guess. Is that what's going to happen here?
I mean, it's looking like that's not going to happen. I mean, what can you say? You know, I mean, she's fat and uninteresting. So, you know, it's no big loss.
Yeah, that's why you would take me back
in the physical
if I wanted
sense.
To get back with you. Give me a break.
All right, but you did say you might get back with her, so you obviously have some feelings for her.
I do. I mean, yeah, it's a huge loss in the physical sense, I should say. But,
I don't believe him.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams. You see the love of your life, but you're too scared to talk to them. Marco and Krista help you find love with missed connections.
That's right. You're out and about minding your own business, just doing your thing.
Mm.
Somebody sees you and they say, that's it. I need it. I need it.
Oh my gosh.
But they don't come up to you. Not in 2017.
If you could see Marco's hand gestures, you would just think they're a delight. Mm-hmm.
They go to Craigslist. They pour their hearts out in hopes that you will find it. And we, as in me and Krista, try to help that a little bit by reading real misconnections from real people right here in the Madison.
Yes. I like it. I like this one. This is Women for Men. It is titled, Let's Work Out That Dad Body.
Oh, nice.
Mm. I hope you don't murder me, MFAO.
Okay.
I'm so kidding, but you do seem like the type of middle-aged creep who looks for girls on here.
Hmm.
I'm not trying to be mean because I'm totally into guys like you. Not every girl wants some chiseled macho man. I just want a comfortable guy who can take care of me. I saw you at Planet Fitness a few nights ago. You should remember me because we were like the only people there.
Oh.
I didn't notice until later, but you are very hot. Your hair is receding just enough.
Oh, great.
And you have the perfect amount of gut. I could tell I liked your body because of some reason you tucked your t-shirt into your sweatpants.
Oh, that's the best. You tucked the old t-shirt and the sweatpants in the gym.
That's
the best.
And it gets even better. That plus those Velcro sneakers. I'm sorry, Velcro sneakers for sure turned me on. I bet you would like to have a fun, young, and energetic GF. I put a pic below, so send me one of yours if you're interested. PD Dubs, make sure it's a picture of your face and not your other body parts like those Velcro sneakers.
Mm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she wasn't talking about the Velcro sneakers, but yeah.
Honey.
Wow.
Wow, that did nothing for me. Let me just put that out there.
Hey, man, the dad bod is back, guys. We're back.
Yeah.
This is the best time to be alive.
Yeah.
Dad bods are back.
Wow, there it is.
This
could have been you.
It could have been. Well, I don't go to the gym, so it couldn't be me.
All right.
This is Men for Women. It's entitled The Grocery Store Vampire.
Oh,
I've really never been into the whole goth chick thing, but you changed my mind. Congratulations. I was at the Hy-Vee in Fitchburg on Sunday when we ran into each other. Literally. You might remember me as the guy in the blue striped shirt that bumped into you. Honestly, it was an accident because I was too busy staring at your boobs to notice that where I was watching.
Oh, you're welcome.
You had that tight black shirt on, a heavy choker, and you had ripped jeans and big boots.
Oh, they're going to say booties.
That's not really the look I'm usually into, but it was super cool when you smiled at me, and I noticed that you had fangs.
Yes, honey. Those are called eye teeth, really.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Are they real or fake, by the way? Well, if you want some chance... If by some chance you find this, send me a pic and we can get together.
Oh, I like it.
I want to see how much of a vampire can suck. Smiley face. it's not written very well, but we got
through. There's something very erotic, though, about vampires.
Yeah, about getting bitten and stuff.
God, I love it.
Yeah, that's why Twilight is all good.
I know, right?
I don't think this guy stars in Twilight, but I get it.
Do you
kind of get it? If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.